Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechus Ha'iriyos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be able to find receive a Kohen Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing specifically the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi. If they did something, they would mechayev to bring their special carbon, and then they were avar, they were demoted, they were taken away from their position of gedula. Do they still bring this carbon or not? So Mishnah Beis tells us Kohen Mashiach Shar Mashiachusai, a Kohen Mashiach who now he's not that anymore. He got demoted, it could be temporarily or for good. Va'achachata, and then he sinned. V'chein Hanasi Shar Megdulasai. We have the Nasi, who, as we've been saying, is the king, and he also was taken down from his position, v'achachata, and then he did this Avera. They were technically required to bring the special carbon, so Kohen Mashiach mevi par. The Kohen Mashiach still brings this power, even though when he did the Avera, he wasn't the Kohen Mashiach anymore. And that's because, even though he's not the acting Kohen Gadol, he still is considered a Kohen Gadol in large part. He still is the Kohen Mashiach, and he still is considered officially a Kohen Gadol, even though he's not the active Kohen Gadol. However, Nasi kahedyot, the Nasi is just like a regular person. When a person who's a king gets demoted, gets taken from that position, he's not considered a king anymore, and therefore he would not bring this carbon. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more cases. They did this Avera before they became the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi. Then they were appointed to this position. They're just like a regular Hadyot. They were getting a regular carbon Chatos, and that's it. Even though now already they're the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi, they still bring a regular carbon Chatos. However, Reb Shimon says there's really another factor over here. It's not just about when the Avera was done, but it's also knowing about or finding out about it, realizing that you did the Avera. That's also part of the equation. Therefore, Shimon says, "Im noydelahem atchalein esmanu chayavin." If they not only did the avera, but they also found out that they did the avera before they got appointed to this position of gedula, so then they're chayav to bring a regular carbon chatos like a regular person. Umishen esmanu peturin. If they found out that they did the avera only after they became the kohen gadol of the nasi, then they're potter from bringing carbon completely because this is the other 50% of what they need to have in order to bring the carbon. And since when they made this discovery, they did this avera, they were already the kohen gadol or nasi. Well, now they completely have changed designation, and they can't bring regular carbon chatos, but they also can't bring the par or the sar or the nasir, because when they did the avera, they weren't in that position. Therefore, they don't bring anything. The Mishnah clarifies, "Ve'ezu anasi." What is the nasi? We keep on saying nasi, nasi, nasi. Who is this? Zeh melech is referring to the king, as we already been saying. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Vaso achaz mikol mitzvos Hashem aleikav," and he does one of the mitzvos Hashem aleikav. And what do we learn from here? Nasi she'ein al gabav elo Hashem aleikav. This referring to a nasi, meaning the king, who the only one who's more powerful than him is Hashem aleikav. Hashem is God. Now it's not really learned from this pasuk. It's learned as a combination from this pasuk and a special pasuk that's talking about the king. It mentions the words Hashem Aleikav over there. So we have Hashem Aleikav here, Hashem Aleikav there, and that tells us that we're talking about a Nasi, somebody who doesn't have anybody else other than Hashem higher than him. He doesn't have to answer to any other power but Hashem, and that's obviously referring to the king. Now, there were sometimes throughout Jewish history where perhaps the Reish Av Beis Din or the Reish Galusa or somebody of the sort had a similar position, but the main person who the Nasi refers to is the king. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up our Mishnah Dalet and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.